Hello and welcome to 3 Minutes with Newman. This is Father Juan Velez. Newman, a man of letters. St. John Henry Newman was a Catholic priest, thinker, writer, and lifelong educator. Before he began to write, he had done a lot of reading and study of classic authors, something which he continued to do for the rest of his life. As a college undergraduate, he wrote his first articles, and as a young professor and clergyman, he began writing sermons, poems, and essays. He would later write many books, including novels. In a lecture titled Literature, delivered in 1855 at the Catholic University of Ireland, which he had founded, Newman said that, quote, "A great author is not one who merely has a copia verborum, whether in prose or verse, and can, as it were, turn on his will any number of splendid phrases and swelling sentences. But he is one who has something to say and knows how to say it." End of quote. Men such as Homer or Pindar or Shakespeare or Dryden or Walter Scott did not aim at eloquence for its own sake. Instead, they were inspired by their subjects. Quote, "pouring forth beautiful words because they had beautiful thoughts." Close quotes. Newman thought that great authors were those who were able to put into thought and writing ideas for their times and in their own language. Such was Virgil or Cicero for Rome and Shakespeare for Middle Age England. And in fact, such was Newman for 19th century England, together with poets such as Samuel Taylor Coleridge and novelists like Charles Dickens. Newman also wrote two novels which, according to scholar Ian Kerr, have a tendency toward psychological detail and satire. Not surprisingly, the novels Newman wrote, Loss and Gain in 1848 and Callista, A Tale of the Third Century, 1855, both had an autobiographical tone and an apologetic raison d'etre. Whereas Loss and Gain is almost purely a novel of ideas, Callista is a novel which is rich in psychology and action. Newman's novels, however, are also historical. From his boyhood, Newman read and enjoyed the novels by Sir Walter Scott, renowned for initiating the genre of romantic historical novels. Scott used historical narrative with a mix of real and fictional characters. It is very likely that his writing had an impact on Newman's novel, as it did on many other Victorians. In a letter in 1837, Newman wrote his sister Jemima that he was delighted reading The Betrothed, I Promessi Sposi, by Manzoni, and commented, quote, "It has not the vigor or richness of Walter Scott, but it seems to me full of nature and displays a religious feeling which never approaches Walter Scott's compositions, beautiful as they are. It is most inspiring. It quite transported me in parts." Callista, the heroine of the novel with this title, was a 3rd century Greek pagan in the Roman province of Africa who converts and reminds us of Newman and his conversion. In the protagonist's words, we perceive Newman's own sentiments. At her trial for associating with Christians, Callista announces, quote, "I have found my true love, whom before I knew not," close quotes. The rich imagery from nature is symbolic of human supernatural realities. Newman's two short novels contain the pathos and catharsis of powerful conversion stories. Richard H. Hutton, the famous literary critic and contemporary of Newman, opined, quote, "I know nothing in all fiction more delicate, more spiritual, more fascinating than the story of Callista's conversion and death," close quotes. In a subsequent recording, we will continue speaking of Newman's literary accomplishments. Here we close by noting that Newman's study of the classics prepared him to teach the faith with beauty and persuasion, employing sermons, essays, novels, and poems.